John, 3 points, clean sheet, 1-0 victory. How good does that feel?
Brilliant. You know, at times we rolled our luck tonight. They're a very good side, Oxford. And it was a battle, but I thought it was a smashing game, and I thought we'd give as good as we got. I wouldn't say we were fortunate to win the game. I think, you know, for our endeavour, you know, we've hit the woodwork twice as well. I know they've missed a couple of chances, but so have we. But some of the football we play is very good, and the lads are under immense pressure tonight, you know, going into the back of 5 defeats and, you know, playing against a very good side and what Oxford are. It was going to be a difficult game, but I've got to take my hat off to how hard we worked, and, you know, they threw the bodies on the line when they had to block shots, and they worked right to the end, and, you know, the 5 minutes of added time extended into 7. You know, you're normally biting your nails, but we saw it all very, very professional.
You build it as the biggest game of your managerial career. The players looked bang at it from minute one.
Yeah, you know, we tried to remind them this week that we are good players, and all we focused on yesterday was attacking. You know, that's got to be our best form of defence. We've got to put balls in the opposition's box. We've got to get people into the box. We've got to have shots, and, you know, we had plenty of that tonight. It was a blood and guts performance, and, you know, full of gung-ho play, and, you know, that's the way we should play.
You won it in the 92nd minute in a scrambly penalty area with Terry Gornell hooking it over his own head and into the back of the net. Was it just pure emotion when it hit the net, or did you have to try and rein him in?
Yeah, we had to try and rein him in, you know. It's belt and braces, isn't it? But, you know, it's about time we scored in Peter Murphy time. I think the last time an overhead kick was scored like that, I think John Doolan did it, and it was in the Unibomb First Division. Similar goal. Terry didn't think he had it in him, but I thought he was superb tonight, Terry, you know, take the goal away. His hold-up play, the way he led the line, I thought it was fantastic. And, you know, hopefully that bodes well for the rest of the season.
You said in the build-up to this that it was giving you sleepless nights, this form. Is it a weight off the shoulders, or is it just the first step?
That's got to be the first step, you know. It's no point sticking now at this, you know. Just there'll be everyone snapping on our heels, and we've got, you know, numerous big games coming up. Well, they're all big games, and, you know, we've just got to give ourselves a chance in games. And tonight we did. You know, we competed well, we defended well in the main. I know we gave up a couple of chances, but in the main, I thought we defended well, and I thought we got thoroughly what we deserved.
You mentioned Terry Gornell, debut for Gerardo Bruna tonight as well. Who looked lively, nearly broke the post.
Well, he would have been an instant hero if that goes in. You know, he was unlucky with his first free kick. Second one, I'm not too sure about that, but this shot was a wonderful strike, and he's just done insane every day, and that's why we give him his head tonight, you know, give him his chance. We expect him to tire towards the end, but he showed just in, you know, even in brief glimpses, some of his passing was wonderful. He played a lovely ball through to Josh in the first half, in the second half, and he played a lovely ball through to Piero in the first half, so. Sorry to Josh in the first half as well. So, you know, hopefully he'll get stronger as the season goes on, and it's another sting to our bow.
What will this win do for those players? I know it's been really hard for them in the last few weeks.
Well, you know, even the lads who weren't playing tonight, they've all got round them, you know, they're all delighted. And you've even got lucky, you know, the lads who came on as subs, they all worked themselves into the grounds. Even, you know, Seamus only gone on for 3 or 4 minutes, but he was running around like a Tasmanian devil. Cal was really, really good when he came on. And that's what we're going to need, all hands to the pump. And, you know, I'm glad that the lads have took, you know, on board the call to arms, and have delivered in spades.